This is Steve Kosas with the Marine Drag Planetarium. I'm going to talk about Earth Day. The first Earth Day was April 22nd, 1970. It's been April 22nd since. It was created by Senator Gaylord Nelson to bring attention to environmental concerns of planet Earth. The date had no significance. It was selected because it was not close to a religious holiday and it was not close to any university exams. So it was for the convenience of university students. Its primary goal was very successful, bringing attention to environmental concerns. In December 2nd, 1970, President Richard Nixon signed into law legislation that created the Environmental Protection Agency. This led to the Clean Water and Clean Air Acts. Before 1970, it was perfectly legal to belch toxic smoke into the air or to dump tons of toxic waste into rivers and streams. Also in 1970, in January of that year, the National Environmental Protection Act was passed. Let me read from an article for the EPA that Senator Gaylord Nelson wrote on the 10th anniversary of Earth Day. This is the last paragraph. So long as the human species inhabits the Earth, proper management of its resources would be the most fundamental issue we face. Our very survival would depend upon whether or not we are able to preserve, protect, and defend our environment. We are not free to decide about whether or not our environment matters. It does matter, apart from any political exigencies. We disregard the needs of our ecosystem at our mortal peril. That was the great lesson of Earth Day. It must never be forgotten. This is Steve Kosas with the Marie Drake Planetarium. Our public schedule will be on our website at mariedrakeplanetarium.org. Thank you.